Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Upkeep, the best new entertainment and pop culture podcast with your host, me, self-proclaimed celebrity expert, Kate Wainwright. This week was crazy for entertainment and pop culture news, so let's just go ahead and get right into things. So the arguably biggest story of this week has to do with our most relatable and fan favorite Kardashian, Khloe. So anyone who hasn't been living under a rock knows that Khloe Kardashian is pregnant with a daughter for the first time with boyfriend Tristan Thompson, who is an NBA player. And Tristan and Khloe have been dating for about a year and a half now. It's kind of hard to tell when they first started dating because he left his then pregnant girlfriend to be with Khloe. So they maybe didn't get together in the best way, but it seemed like things were really going well for them. It seemed like they were going to be this perfect happy family. She moved out to Cleveland, frickin' Ohio to be with him. She literally left LA to go to Ohio. So clearly she was, you know, head over heels in love with him. And things seemed like it was going well, seemed like they were both faithful to one another, and that maybe marriage was in their future, you know, no more Lamar situation. So everyone was really happy for Khloe, but this week is when things got crazy. So basically, TMZ released a video that was taken back from a surveillance camera back in October when Khloe was 3 months pregnant. And in this video, it shows Tristan Thompson back in October at a hookah lounge in Washington, D.C., where he was for a game. And in this video, he's with these two girls. He's sitting down at this booth in this club. And pretty much, you can go look up the video if you want. But in the video, he makes out with two girls. He motorboats one of them, and they're grabbing at his pants. And it's just super inappropriate, clear cheating. And then this week, it got even worse. So now Khloe is due later this month in April. Just 3 days ago, TMZ released a new footage video that was taken from this week. It shows Tristan bringing a woman back to his hotel room in New York City where he was staying at the Four Seasons for a basketball game. And it shows them at a nightclub at 5 a.m. making out. This has been caught on multiple, you know, snap videos, surveillance videos. The cheating is clear. There's no arguing about whether or not it happened. There is visible proof. And the most disgusting part of it is that he's doing this the week your girlfriend is about to start going into labor, probably. You know, she's due any second now. So the fact that, you know, this happened is really, really awful. You know, everyone's saying that apparently, according to sources, that Khloe was beside herself when she found the news. She, you know, could not stop sobbing and she was hysterical. She cried the entire night she found out. And now TMZ is reporting that she gave birth this morning at around 4 a.m. in Cleveland. So the day after finding out this news about the cheating, according to sources, Kim, Courtney, and mom Chris were by her side, as well as her best friend Malika, and Tristan was also present at the birth of their daughter. There's no name picked out yet, but I'm sure there will be some grand Instagram reveal at some point, but I honestly wouldn't be that surprised if she stays quiet about the whole matter for a while due to this, you know, cheating scandal coming out. But they've been dating for over a year and a half. The relation terms, we can argue, are murky at best for now. Either way, I hope she can focus on the positives, focus on her new baby, and be excited about that. And, you know, hopefully if she does decide to stay with him, he better, you know, never ever mess up anything ever again because she deserves so much better than that. She's already dealt with that with her ex-husband. So I'm mad about it, but you know what? We'll see what happens. On to some better news. Gwen Stefani just announced her first ever Vegas residency, so which is a huge, huge step for a lot of performers. And no word on a wedding or marriage with Blake Shelton yet, but it seems like things are going really well for them. So I was kind of surprised when I heard she got a Vegas residency just because she seems like kind of a random choice in my opinion. But you know what? Anyone who doesn't like the song Holla Back Girl is not someone I want to hang out with anyways. So you know what? Power to anyone goes out to see Gwen Stefani in Vegas. Going on to a new story. So this is kind of funny. So a man robbed a bank in order to impress Taylor Swift and convince her to marry him. So this is a true story. This happened a couple days ago. He robbed a bank in Connecticut, then proceeded to drive 600 miles to Westerly, Rhode Island, where Taylor Swift has a house. He then took the $1,600 he threw in cash and threw it over a fence into her backyard. This is bizarre for so many reasons. I mean, I can't even, like, begin to describe how weird this is. I don't even know how this guy would think this would even impress Taylor Swift. $1,600 is nothing to her, first of all. Second of all, I know she's trying to be edgy now, but I don't think dating a criminal is part of that. Third of all, she has a boyfriend, so, like, she's not even single if he wanted her to be. So, unfortunately, he did get arrested, but, you know, at least the attention's kind of funny for her. Moving on to one of the hottest new rappers now, Cardi B. I love her. She just did an interview for the magazine GQ, and a lot of really insane stuff emerged from this interview. Pretty much she talked about how we all know she came to be famous because she was discovered while stripping at age 19. But before that, she was actually in the gang Bloods, which is insane. And she pretty much decided that's not the life she wanted for herself and was able to escape. But the fact that she, you know, stated that she was in the gang at all in this magazine interview was pretty interesting. She also talked about how she got these really painful $800 butt injections in some sketchy basement because she was so desperate to have the perfect body to make more money while stripping that she was willing to, you know, put herself in this dangerous, compromising situation. And she also talks about how she has insecurities about her accent and how she talks, but arguably that's what's made her so successful. So if anything, I say Cardi B, you should own it. Moving on to Cardi B for this weekend, Cardi B is performing at Coachella. I am so excited to see her. I'm driving up to Palm Springs literally later today, and she is one of the performers I'm most looking forward to. Apparently, she's getting paid $70,000 per weekend, so $140,000 total. Each set is only 35 minutes, which I definitely get because she's pregnant. You know, they don't want to put too much on her. But apparently, she is spending $300,000 of her own money for her Coachella performance. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. I'll talk about it on the next podcast. But, you know, we can only expect how insane it's going to be if she's paying $160,000 out of pocket, considering she's not going to make a profit from this performance. It's just for the fans. It's just to put on an amazing show. And I think that's exactly what it is going to be. So I am so excited. Moving on to some Bachelor news, Amanda Stannon and Robbie Hayes, who famously dated after Bachelor in Paradise and then had a very public split, they're in the news right now because Robbie decided to leak some of Amanda's private emails between the two of them. And I don't really know how this even happened, but this drama is really interesting. Pretty much the situation began this morning when Robbie Hayes, he responded to a since-deleted tweet from Amanda, and she talked about how one of her exes, who she didn't name, had emailed her about a payment issue with her Disneyland annual pass. Basically, she talked about how she got a new debit card, and that's why the Disneyland pass payment had been declined, and that she needed to update the card info. She responded saying pretty much, like, I don't want to pay for your Disneyland pass anymore. And he said, yeah, I know, I don't want you to, I never expected you. It simply was just being courteous to the fact it seems like if you don't pay the outstanding balance, they will probably send you to collections. Up to you. So honestly, up until that point, it's kind of weird, this whole email conversation they're having with each other, but nothing that strange. But then he follows it up by saying an email, by the way, nice new tits. To which she responded, oh, thanks, Robbie, you're just a gem as usual. So, and then he proceeded to put that entire thing on Twitter. So it's like, what are you even trying to get out of that? All that does is make you look like an asshole. And that's just really petty. And he kept her freaking address on it. Like, people are going to stalk her and show up. I don't know. I think that's just really weird. I think he's weird. He also apparently was rumored to have hooked up with Sheena from Vanderpump Rules, which I think is the perfect pairing because they're both attention seekers. that whole thing's just so weird. Anyways, moving into Vanderpump Rules, speaking of Sheena, it has just been renewed for a 7th season, along with 20 other Bravo shows, so I am super excited about that. But there's no word on my personal favorite, Summer House, yet, so fingers crossed we'll know soon about that. Moving on to On This Day, On This Time, where I talk about some entertainment pop culture story that took place on this date at some other year in time. We're going back all the way 2006 of April 12th. So this is kind of a sad story, but on April 12th, 2006, Eminem, the rapper, his really good friend Proof was fatally killed. And Proof and Eminem were best friends. He gave the best man speech at his wedding to ex-wife Kim. And Proof was killed outside of a Detroit nightclub on 8 Mile Road, which any Eminem fan knows is the same name as the movie he starred in, and he's a very big personal connection to 8 Mile and also Detroit. And the reason I'm bringing this story up is because the timing is very bittersweet, because Eminem is closing Coachella this weekend on Sunday night, so it's almost like a tribute performance, I would like to think. Hopefully he'll be thinking of his friend throughout the performance, and it'll be even more special because of that. And I, in addition to Cardi B, I am so excited to see Eminem, because I think he's going to do an absolute amazing performance. So that's all for this week. Stay tuned and listen in next week. I'm going to be talking all about my Coachella experience, all the performances, and of course, all the new Hollywood and entertainment news that will be emerging this upcoming weekend and upcoming week. Remember to follow me at Kate Wainwright, and I'll see you next time.